Welcome to Verity Wealth Report with Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Verity Wealth Report is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Verity Wealth Report.
Hello and welcome to the Verity Wealth Report. My name is Stephen Ting from Verity Wealth Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 626-650-9486 or visit us online at veritywealthgroup.com. And while at my website, make sure you click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. When the Federal Reserve makes a move, it's not just a headline. It's really a ripple that touches everything from your mortgage and credit cards to your savings accounts. Their recent decision to cut rates is no exception. So for everyday people, the impact can feel both promising and confusing. Lower borrowing costs might open doors, but shifting yields and market reaction can also create new challenges. So today, we're going to unpack what this rate cut really means for you, your debt, and your long-term financial strategy so that you can approach it with clarity and confidence. But before we jump into all of that, let me welcome my co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. Jacqueline, how was your weekend?
Well, Stephen, I'm excited to announce that I got proposed to and I'm officially engaged. So that was on Sunday. And so we're still trying to wrap up how to tell people and, you know, before we post publicly. And it's so exciting. It's such a new time of my life. And I think this topic especially, I'm so pumped about. I mean, we have not bought a house together. There's a lot of finances coming our way in this next couple of years. And so I'm excited to hear about these new rate cuts and what I should look for and also what we should look for as a new couple.
How awesome was that, right? What a great weekend. Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, we're all super excited and happy for you. But you're absolutely right. Today, a lot of that's going to hit home. In fact, during today's conversation, we're going to refer to a very eye-opening article from NerdWallet that was headlined, Fed Trims Rates. What does it mean for you?
Huh. Well, Stephen, there's no reason to keep us in suspense. So let's take it away.
So here's the headline. For the first time in 9 months, the Fed decided to cut interest rates. I'm sure most people have been hearing about that a lot. That was a pretty big move. And for consumers, it usually boils down to two main effects. Borrowing gets a little cheaper, but the returns you earn on your savings accounts or CDs aren't quite as strong. And just to set expectations, these changes don't actually happen overnight. They do take some time to trickle down into everybody's everyday life.
Yeah, and for the average person, that means that they might save a little on things like credit cards or loans. But they might also notice their savings accounts not paying quite as much interest, right?
That's exactly right. So the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee, which is basically the Fed's decision-making team, they voted to cut the federal fund rates by 0.25%. That brings the rate down to about 4 to 4.25%. And the last time they cut rates was back in December of 2024. That was after a string of earlier cuts. Since then, rates have actually mostly held steady in the mid 4% range. Now, Fed Chair Jerome Powell called this move a risk management cut. Think of it like tapping the brakes when you see traffic slowing up ahead, right? You may not be in trouble yet, but you'd rather ease up early than slam on the brakes later. And while there's been some political pressure to cut rates faster, Powell made it clear the Fed is looking at economic data first and foremost. One of the big reasons behind this decision, a softening job market. When hiring slows down and unemployment starts to creep up, the Fed sometimes acts to cushion the labor market. Their message right now is pretty clear. keeping jobs stable is more urgent than pushing inflation down further, even though rising prices are actually still in the picture.
Yeah, great point. And if I'm hearing you right, it's not exactly a things are great kind of move. It's more like the Fed is saying we're worried about the job markets cooling off too much and we don't want it to get worse.
Yep, nicely said. And Powell even called the current situation a curious balance. Normally, when you hear balance, you kind of think of stability. But in this case, it's more that both supply and demand for workers have come down and demand is dropping a little faster. That's why we're seeing unemployment edge upward. Now, here's an interesting wrinkle. Not everyone on the Fed's committee agreed on this rate cut. The newest member, Steven Moran, actually voted for a bigger cut, 0.5% instead of 0.25%.
Well, and for a new guy, I mean, that's pretty bold, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Moran was just appointed earlier this week, and he's stepping away from his role as chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors just so he can serve on the Fed. So right out of the gate, he's making his voice heard.
Wow, he sure is. And do disagreements like this happen a lot, Stephen, or is this kind of unusual?
Good question. Yeah, dissent on the FOMC isn't unheard of, but it doesn't happen often, especially in recent years. The fact that we're seeing it now says a lot about how tricky the economy is to read right now. Between a cooling labor market, stubborn inflation, and political pressure, it's no surprise that even experts might look at the same data and come to different conclusions.
Yeah, that's very true. And in other words, there's just no perfect playbook right now. And that leaves room for some honest disagreements.
Yeah, the moment is ripe for a little debate. And that's what we're seeing playing out here.
Yeah, no kidding. And so then, Stephen, for the average person, we're talking about the average person here. It's the difference between rates are lower. Should I refinance my mortgage right now versus does refinancing even fit into my bigger financial picture or my financial strategy?
Sure. Yeah. Take someone close to retirement who's, let's say, debt free. For them, chasing a refinance may not move the needle a whole lot. But adjusting how they allocate their savings, maybe rethinking their bond ladder or CD strategy, that could make a real difference in their income plan. That's where a financial professional or an advisor can help separate what's worth acting on and what's really just noise.
Yeah. And for our listeners who want to contact you and get that no obligation consultation that you offer for their financial plan and their financial strategy, how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can always visit our website at veritywealthgroup.com or give us a call at 626-650-9486. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us or schedule a time to just have a chat.
Yeah, I love that. And so, Stephen, during the show today so far, we've been examining what the Fed's recently announced, you know, the rate cuts and what it means for the average person and their financial strategy. But throughout the show, we've been referencing a NerdWallet article headlined Fed Trim Rates. What does it mean for you? Let's get to the questions probably on a lot of the people's minds, especially our listeners. What actually happens when there's a rate cut? I mean, does it mean everything instantly gets cheaper?
Yeah, interesting question. Yeah, the short answer is no, not instantly. A rate cut doesn't flip a switch, but it does get some changes in motion. Think of it like turning down the thermostat in your house. You don't feel the temperature change right away, but over time, the room adjusts, right? And so that's how rate cuts work in the economy. First, borrowing usually gets cheaper. When the Feds lower the federal funds rate, bank pays less to borrow money from each other, and in turn, they often lower rates on loans. That could mean lower interest rates on credit cards, auto loans, mortgages, personal loans, you name it.
That, I think, applies to me very well because, you know, as we start this future together, we're talking about all of the loans that we each have individually and how we come together with that. So if someone already has a mortgage or a car loan, Does that mean that they will automatically save money on it, Stephen?
Well, not automatically. This could open the door for some refinancing. Lenders may lower rates on refinancing. That can create opportunities if the numbers make sense for you. On the flip side, saving become a little less rewarding, right? Bank tends to reduce the annual percentage yield or APY on savings accounts, CDs, and interest-bearing checking accounts. So while borrowers may cheer, savers may not.
Yeah, and I have some CDs too. So I don't know if I'm cheering on that one. But then there's the market piece of this, right?
Yes, there is. Yeah, rate cuts can be a mixed bag for markets. Like cheaper borrowing can boost business confidence, which is good for growth and corporate profits. But if investors feel or believe the Fed is cutting rates because the economy is struggling, markets do get shaky. So in fact, right after this latest cut, the Dow dipped briefly before even bouncing back.
So Stephen, the bottom line is don't expect magic. But over time, the hope is lower rates give the economy a little extra fuel.
Yep, that's precisely what Powell emphasized. One cut may not be visible right away, but the goal is stronger economy and a healthier job market over time.
I'm hopeful for that. And here's another big question many people are asking. Does this mean the Fed's going to cut rates again?
It's possible, maybe even likely, but you know, nothing's written in stone. Powell did himself call it a meeting-by-meeting situation, which basically means they're watching the data closely and adjusting as they go.
Stephen, that sounds like a careful way of saying we're not sure what's going to come next.
Yeah, I think that's right. He even admitted that this is an unusual spot because the economy isn't what he'd call bad. It's not a recession scenario. So the path forward really isn't crystal clear. His words were like, not incredibly obvious what to do. Now, if you look at the Fed's own projection, it suggests more cuts could be coming at their remaining meetings later this year, in late October and maybe again in December. And the future markets agreed because tools like CME Fed Watch show strong odds of cuts at both meetings.
So with my understanding of this, the odds lean towards more cuts, but Powell's basically reminding everyone, don't take anything for granted.
Yep, pretty much. And since we're on the topic of the Fed's rate cuts, let's see what it could mean for the housing market. Now, even if you're planning to buy or sell a home anytime soon, housing isn't often a bellwether for the broader economy.
Ooh, I'm excited about this topic. Because when the housing market shifts, it tends to ripple out into so many other parts of people's lives and spending.
Exactly. Let's take a look at another NerdWallet article. This one was titled, What the Fed's Rate Cutting Plans Mean for the Housing Market. So to put it bluntly, this latest rate cut could be the signal some buyers have actually been waiting for. Normally, when rates drop, you expect demand for homes to pick up.
Yeah, that's what I would think. And lower mortgage rates mean, hey, maybe I can finally afford that payment. Haha, me.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, interestingly, that didn't really happen this summer when mortgage rates dipped. Buyers' demand stayed cooler than expected. Now, with the Fed officially cutting rates, the article suggests we could see more buyers step into the market.
It's kind of like people are sitting on the sidelines, waiting for the Fed to make it official, even though the market had already started pricing it in.
Exactly. It's a little like waiting at a concert for the headliner to announce, okay, the show's starting, but even though the band's already been playing or warming up for 20 minutes. By the time the Feds make the announcements, lenders and investors actually have already often priced in those expectations early. We should also note that a recent NerdWallet survey done with the Harris Poll found that about 15% of Americans say they're planning to buy a house once rates come down. Now, if you're in that 15%, this could be your sign to start looking sooner rather than later.
So, Stephen, you're telling me that I should look now, right?
Yes, but here's the catch. Fed Chair Jerome Powell was very clear in his press conference. Don't expect mortgage rates to return to those ultra low levels we saw during the pandemic or even throughout much of the 2010s. His words were, we're probably not going back to that era.
So in other words, if someone's holding out for a 2% or 3% mortgage, they might be waiting forever.
Yeah, that's why you need to be sitting down with somebody like a professional who actually can help you make all the difference.
No kidding. And even having this conversation with you, I can tell how knowledgeable you are and how you could make a huge difference in my financial strategy. So far today during this episode, we've had an excellent chat about the Fed's recent cut rates, you know, and what it may mean for the average person, their financial strategies, and their road to retirement eventually. So before the break, we were considering the NerdWallet article, What the Fed's Rate Cutting Plans Mean for the Housing Market. What's next on the agenda?
Well, the article explains that the Fed's move was pretty much in line with what the markets had already priced in, which means we're unlikely to see a big drop in mortgage rates from here. Here's an important wrinkle. If the Feds do cut rates more slowly than markets are currently predicting, there's even a chance mortgage rates could creep up a little instead of just going down.
That means that the bottom line is that you can't wait for a perfect rate. The smart move is figuring out if today's numbers fit your bigger financial future.
Now, even if rates don't rise, there's another challenge buyers are facing. Home prices are still really high. In August, the median price of an existing home was just over $416,000, according to the National Association of Realtors.
Wow, that is so expensive. And that's a huge number. I mean, how does that actually play out in a monthly payment plan?
Yep. So let's break it down. If you take a 10% down payment and a 7% mortgage rate, the monthly principal and interest would be about $2,500. If that same loan were at 6%, it would be closer to $2,300. So yes, you'd be saving about $200 a month with a lower rate, but it's still a hefty payment. And remember, that's not counting property taxes, homeowners insurance, and all the other costs that come with owning a home.
Wow, I am in way over my head, it sounds like. Stephen, that means that even with lower rates, affordability is still a huge hurdle.
That $200 a month is like cutting out a couple of streaming subscriptions, right? Trimming back on takeout. It does help, but it doesn't change the fact that overall cost is still pretty high. And that's why the real question isn't about trying to time the market. It's about whether the timing is right for you. If you're ready and you find a home that's affordable, fits your needs, it can make sense to move forward. Waiting around for the perfect rate or price can sometimes mean missing opportunities altogether. Another group that could see some relief right now, homeowners looking to refinance. People who bought at a higher mortgage rate have been waiting for this break. And with 30-year rates hovering around 6%, millions have finally found an opportunity. In fact, data from ICE Mortgage Technology suggests about 4.7 million homeowners could lower their rates by at least 0.75%.
Okay, I mean, that makes a little sense, but that's a lot of people who could be saving money every month. But how do you know if refinancing actually makes sense for you?
The basic refi math is this. First, you figure out how much refinancing will cost. That's usually somewhere between 2 to 6% of your loan amount. Then compare that upfront cost with the monthly savings you get at the new interest rate. Divide one by the other, and that gives you the break-even point, or the number of months or years before you actually start seeing real savings.
Ultimately, it's not just about chasing a lower rate, Stephen. It's about making sure the numbers really work out long-term.
Yes, and for some, refinancing could mean freeing up real cash flow. For others, the cost might outweigh the benefit. That's why running the numbers carefully is very important. Here's the flip side of the refinancing story. There's actually a much bigger group of homeowners who are sitting tight because their current mortgage rates are well below today's levels. According to the Federal Housing Finance Agency, as of the second quarter of this year, more than half of U.S. mortgage borrowers are locked into rates under 4%. That's incredible when you compare it to where rates are today.
No kidding. I wouldn't want to move. And for those folks, the idea of moving right now feels almost impossible, like you'd be giving up such an amazing deal.
That's right. Yeah. Economists call this the lock-in effect. It's the hesitation to sell when you know your next mortgage will come with a much higher rate. FHFA research estimates that for every single percentage point that current rates are above your existing mortgage, the likelihood of you selling your home drops by more than 18%. That's a huge disincentive.
Which explains why the housing market feels frozen, Stephen. I mean, nobody wants to give up a 3% mortgage for a 6% one. That's double.
Yeah, you said it. The housing market definitely does feel frozen. What we're seeing right now is a have-to-move market. People are selling because of big life changes, things like divorce, job loss, or relocating for work. Those are situations where the sale isn't optional. But as rates inch lower, other motivations will start to come back into play. Upgrading to a bigger house, downsizing to a smaller one, or moving to a new location, those lifestyle choices can outweigh the fear of higher monthly payments.
So, Stephen, a have-to-move situation, does that account for getting married and moving out of your parents' house?
That's one of them. Yep, I agree.
Well, what it really comes down to, Stephen, is that each household must decide where their household is and what's worth the trade-off.
And I agree. And for some, a higher mortgage payment will still be worth it if it means finding a home that better fits their life.
Yeah, I completely agree. Well, anything else before we close out today's show?
Yeah, listeners can visit my website again at veritywealthgroup.com or call us at 626-650-9486. We're always happy to answer any questions and address any of your concerns, especially about today's topics. I know that a lot of our listeners will probably have questions about interest rates, how that impacts them directly, and we can take a deeper dive into their own personal situation. And we're always here. Yeah, we're excited. It's our goal to help you prepare for your retirement.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, I'm excited to have that phone call with you because I'm going to need some advice going into my future here.
Anytime.
All right. Well, that concludes another episode of the Verity Wealth Report with our host, Stephen Ting.
Join us soon for another episode of the Verity Wealth Report. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you for joining us for Verity Wealth Report. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Stephen Ting at Verity Wealth Group at 626-650-9486 or visit veritywealthgroup.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Verity Wealth Report.
Stephen Ting offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, and SEC, Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Verity Wealth Group is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC. Insurance products and services offered through Stephen Ting, independent agent. Verity Wealth Group, Stephen Ting, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.